We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, though, the U.S. economy seems to be avoiding a recession, at least for now. The economy grew in the third quarter of this year, and the jobs report Friday last week, better than expected. But this good economic news doesn't seem to be sitting very well with Wall Street. The Dow finished down 482 points today after a flat Friday. Here to explain, Alexander Tomich, Associate Dean and Economist at Boston College. Alexander, thank you for joining us today. First of all, help us understand why Wall Street is so worried about the seemingly good news for the rest of us.
Hi, thank you for having me. Well, Wall Street is worried that Fed will hike up the interest rate more than they thought the Fed would hike them up about a week ago when we had a 700-point rally. So if you remember on the 28th, Dow Jones went up by close to 700 points because Powell said, hey, you know, the inflation seems to be leveling, so maybe we have a little more wiggle room to not raise the interest rates as much. And then we have a strong jobs report on Friday. Then today, more good numbers came in, which means Fed will probably have to resort to higher hikes. And, you know, for comparison, we are still good 100 or 200 points higher than we were a week ago. So this is just kind of reining in some of the optimism, if you will, because all the good numbers simply mean Fed is going to have to persist with higher interest rates if we want to contain inflation.
Yeah, you know, some people are cynical, though. They don't look at the inflation, what the danger might be for a recession. All they see is that, hey, if it's good news for consumers, it's bad for business, so Wall Street doesn't like it. But if it's good for business, it's bad for consumers, and Wall Street loves it.
You know, there are many ways that people look at different things. I mean, Wall Street honestly does care about business because these are stocks, these are ownerships in a company. So, you know, essentially, yes, that's right. What's good for business is good for Wall Street. But, you know, what's also good for business is good for consumers, because consumers have to be able to spend in order for business to make any money. And what is coming down the pike is that when interest rates increase, that consumers can't spend, that's not good for consumers, and then it ends up not being good for business either.
Well, as we mentioned a moment ago, the U.S. economy seems to be avoiding a recession, at least for now. Looking at yes. The direction things are going right now, if you can look into your crystal ball, where do you see things heading?
I basically see, you know, things heading in Fed raising the interest rates, getting back to, you know, 3/4 of a point at a time rather than 0.5 point. I also see that the economy will take a downturn, because again, that is the only way to rein in the inflation. And if Fed decides to not go there, in a sense, if they get cold feet about turning the economy into recession, then I see that we will have inflation and possibly double digits, which then over time can be really, really ugly.
Some people are looking at the situation. They say, okay, you're telling me there's inflation and that's why we've got to rein it in. But then they also look and they see that some corporate profits are sky high, making some of the biggest profits they've ever made. So it's not a matter of things cost more because they cost more. They cost more because companies are just charging more and they're gouging and they're making bigger and bigger profits than they've ever made before. How do you tell the consumer that, well, no, that's not really how it is?
Well, you know, that is one of the very common misconceptions, if you will. It's kind of like saying, hey, you know, the salaries, the, you know, professional sports salaries are so high because tickets are so expensive. And it's not. It's the other way around. It's basically, you know, consumers are trying to buy a bunch of stuff. And that is, you know, in order to deliver that stuff to people, the prices have to go up and companies end up making profits. I mean, it's really as simple as that. It is driven by consumers. Why? Because there is a lot of money in the system, and this money is chasing a smaller number of goods. Now, the bigger question is, why do companies not invest in extra capacity and things like that? And I think that's because they are expecting that, you know, this might not last, that as Fed starts raising the interest rates, as the economy starts cooling off, that, you know, people's appetite for purchases will fall, and then, you know, companies would be stuck with excess capacity. So the extra profits are just a byproduct of the increased consumer demand. And that's what we see time after time after time. So it's not the question, let me also be clear, when you listen to things like that, it's not the question of, am I going to buy this at $5 a pop or $10 a pop because, you know, companies making profit. The question is, will I buy it at $10 a pop, or will I have to wait in line for $5 a pop because there is not enough to go around?
Okay. Alexander, thank you again. That's Alexander Tomich, Associate Dean and Economist at Boston College.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.